1620-94.5 WTAW. College Station, ISD's new superintendent, tells Brazos County government leaders that after 9 weeks on the job, he's been asked to talk about adding a third high school. Here are the comments from CSISD Superintendent Tim Harkrider during the September 18, 2023 Brazos County Intergovernmental Committee meeting.
There's been some talk about a third high school. The committee was really, we honestly do not have the growth to sustain a third high school right now. Over the next 10 years, we're predicted to grow about 200 kids. And so financially, it made more sense to increase the capacities of our two high schools, stay two high schools for at least projected, if our numbers are right, over the next 10 years. Just for giggles, if people say, oh, why don't we build a third high school? It'd be between about $200 or $300 million for a third high school alone. So almost as much as this entire bond to build one campus. The other part is operational costs would cost us about $6 million to operate a second high school, a third high school. So right now, this is kind of where we are as a school district. It does a lot of things. It creates opportunities for kids, additional programming, and creates equity throughout our school district. And I think that's our goal, and it's my goal in particular, regardless of where you live in College Station, ISD, what feeder pattern you're a part of. You have an opportunity for your child to be successful through their time with us and into the future. And I think we do that very well and looking forward to doing it in the future.
Tim Harkrider also brought up the upcoming CSISD bond issue, four propositions totaling more than $350 million. Here's a portion of Tim Harkrider's comments about the proposed bond issues as it applies to high schools in CSISD.
College Station High School is on there. We've had some people think, well, that building's only 11 years old. Why aren't we doing anything to it? This is phase two of College Station High School. When College Station High School was built 11 years ago, they had an earmark of when we get at capacity, this would be phase two. So that has been on the books for the district since for the last 11 years. There's nothing new there. A lot of work at A&M Consolidated High School for the plain and simple purposes of equity. A&M Consolidated High School was built in 1920. There's been bits and pieces done over the years, but there's more work that needs to get done right now. So this is an equity piece that the committee felt very strongly about, creating that equity and creating opportunities. And I will tell you, as a person coming in since July, the district has done a wonderful job as far as the breakdown of our schools and the makeup of both high schools and how they perform academically and athletically. It is very rare that you see a two high school district that almost mirror each other in performance. There's usually one's a little bit better than the other, but they had both done a wonderful job.
Comments from College Station ISD Superintendent Tim Harkrider during the September 18, 2023 meeting of the Brazos County Intergovernmental Committee meeting. This is 1620-94.5 WTAW.